On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mammy left me the day before she had me and said she hit the road and never once looked back. Well, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-turning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. Well, I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. It don't need y'all treating me this way. Like you are. I love your wiggle and your walking and your big city talking. Brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, let's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seems like hasting makes for waste every time. Well, I declare to my soul when you hear those engines roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. You don't need y'all treating me this way.
Yes, sir. Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session, Fast Train to Georgia. It is always such a treat and such a, like I said, honor to have people with this much talent standing in this studio. It's like sometimes we have people in here like you that just can't contain it all, I tell you. I appreciate it. And speaking of that, you know, we could spend some time talking about your history, but that would keep us here probably for at least two more days talking about people you've played with, songs you've written, awards you've won, and everything. What is it, Rob? You've won the IBMA Dobro Player of the Year, what, 13 times in a row?
Yeah, well, it was like 15 total, I guess. Yeah.
15? Oh, I'm sorry, 15 total. All right, and Trey, you're writing, you're playing, and everything. He's got new accolades and nominations and awards and all sorts of stuff.
I guess so. Not 15 IBMA Dobro Player of the Year awards, though.
Well, you're still young. There's still time for that. Still
time. Yeah, you got plenty of time to catch up if you want to. I want to know, do you have a, Rob, like, do you have a closet at home and when you get another award, a plaque?
I actually got them out in the car. Take them with me everywhere I go.
Well, come here. Look what I got. Look what I got. I was going to say, you just go home and open the door and throw another one in there. Well, this album you guys did, Country Blues, great stuff on there, including some cover tunes. And how did you two get together playing? I know, Rob, you were in Blue Highway for years. Again, voted the best bluegrass band of all time. Mm-hmm. But how did you two guys get together playing?
Well, I think I met Trey when he was a little kid. He was probably 11 or 12, and I was working with Earl Scruggs, and we were playing in Knoxville at the Tennessee Theater. And Earl had met Trey a year or two before that, I guess, and Earl was a big fan of Trey's. And whenever we played in East Tennessee, Earl would invite Trey to come sit in with the band. And so that's probably the first time we met. And then I didn't see him for a long time, and then he moved to Nashville a few years ago, and we started working together. And I thought, man, this guy is incredible. And we did that first record called Before the Sun Goes Down. And that record was nominated for a Grammy a couple years ago. So that was great. And then, yeah, the latest one is the Country Blues. But I just, you know, been a fan of this guy's for a long time. And it's just a real pleasure to work with. And we're having a big time.
So, Trey, you've been playing guitar. What is it now? Prenatals when you started, I think?
Somewhere around there.
I saw clips of you on the stage of the Rhyme, and it's like, what are the child labor laws for the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, I didn't have to sign any papers, you know, with Pete Fisher or anything.
I think it was before your voice changed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did that when I was, I think I was 11. I started playing when I was 10, and I got to be on the Opry when I was... I think I've been playing for about 9 months, but I met up with Marty Stewart in East Tennessee, and he was kind enough to have me on the Opry with him and Earl, so that was very special.
And now the album Country Blues, how'd you choose the songs for that? Because you got a blistering 6-minute jam on Friend of the Devil on there that I played on the show quite a bit. You got an Elton John song on there, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
So how did you choose the material to put on this album?
Well, it seemed like, when we would get together and pick and practice and rehearse, we would just, Rob and I would just throw songs at each other. Like the Elton John tune was one that I'd had in my, list to cover for a long time. I love that Tumbleweed Connection album, and that's just one of the coolest album intro ever, with Elton having that song. Because it sounds like nothing else he ever did, after that, and so that was just a random one that we threw out at practice, and it fit. I think it was, not a lot of it was really conscious decisions, but it was just all throwing out songs that we liked and seeing what worked and what didn't, and it seems like everything we threw out pretty much kind of worked.
Is there a ratio between covers and originals on this?
I haven't figured out the mathematical equation.
There's probably 3 or 4 originals on there, and the rest are covers, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, let's hear another one from that album. Which one would you like to do?
Well, I'd love to do, this is my favorite song off of that record, and this is one of Trey's originals, speaking of originals. And it's just a beautiful song, and I hope you like this one. It's called That's What Leavin's For.
Goodbye. You don't have to slam no doors, and I don't have to break down and beg you to love me anymore. There's no chance of making up. There's no hope for me and you. There are no need for words when love is through. Well, that's what leaving's for. Well, that's what leaving's for. Finally over, we can cue the curtain calls. We don't have to hold together. We can finally fall apart with a chip on both our shoulders and a crack right through our hearts. Well, that's what leaving's for. That's what leaving's for. Nothing to say, no reason to stay like before. Well, that's what leaving's for. thing I know for sure. It may be tough, but come whatever, there's nothing a thousand miles won't cure. Well, that's what leaving's for. Well, that's what leaving's for. Nothing to say, no reason to stay like before. Well, that's what leaving's for. Well, that's what leaving's for.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF. Thank you.
it's a lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is prison babe, and the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife, Chino babe, and one in Cherokee. First one said she's got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home, where it ain't a lot, I just might get some sleep tonight.